the lamb was truly free. Listen, and look over in the book of Genesis. Listen, in the Bible said that he created the heavens and the earth. Listen, he put this called the greatest star we call never the sun, and the weaker one we call the moon. He said he created all the animals. Listen, and all these things. Notice the Bible said, and it was good. Amen. There was a time when this land was surely free. Never today, and the peace thereof. Listen, we find here in the book of Genesis. Listen, as God created man and woman. Listen, never the Bible said it. This was a time of peacefulness. Listen, the Bible also said, God, I even walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. You imagine living in that time in the land of the free, neighbor, when you could just walk to and fro, listen and enjoy the pleasures of the creation, neighbor, that God had created. Listen, we see up to this point, the Bible said everything that God had created, neighbor, was good. Amen. It was plentiful. I'm bringing the fruit that was yielded thereof. I listen, all these things. I listen, enjoying the blessings of God. I listen, neighbor, today. I listen, I thought about this the day, but something, neighbor, happened that changed the entire course of the world. Neighbor, today, and we know, neighbor, what that was today. I listen, I believe we see that Satan had come on the scene. Amen. And ever since that day, listen, we have not had that land of the free. Listen, that we sing about, that we and celebrate that tomorrow, and there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, but we do not have what Adam and Eve had in the very beginning. Listen, sin separated man and God, and caused a division. Neighbor, today. Listen, and I thought about that. The Bible said that Satan come on the scene and he's out to destroy. Listen, you and I, the Bible said he was going seeking whom he may devour tonight. Amen. Listen, I've always said this. If he's not on your trail, it's a good sign he's got you. Neighbor, that we're always in that battle. Listen, I thought about what it would have been like how to live in the land of the free, how to live in a time, listen, where the devil was not present, in a time where there was nothing but peace and contentment. Listen, neighbor, today, it was literally heaven on earth until the devil came on the scene. Neighbor, today, listen, I'm glad there is a place that is fairer than day. There is a place that he's created, neighbor, for you and I today, that we'll enjoy the pleasures of God. One day after a while, listen, neighbor, we went from a land of the free to a land of bondage. Amen. Listen, I'm not talking about, listen, like the children of Israel were in bondage, but I'm talking about we're bound by the presence of our enemy today. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about, listen, the reason we're not living in the land of the free, listen, like it was prior to the existence of the devil, listen, and his angels today, listen, three things that we see, listen, we see that the reason we're living in the land of bondage instead of the land of the free tonight, listen, that we speak here in Genesis, listen, how great and how pleasant it was, but you look at the day we're living in today, there's murdering, there's marrying and giving in marriage, listen, sin on every hand, neighbor, we see that today, listen, and I thought about these three things. Number one, listen, the reason we're not, listen, living in that type of atmosphere, that type of society today, listen, number one today, is because sin cost, amen, listen, whenever they sin, cost tonight, just and not just the sinner tonight. Listen, you and I that are redeemed, you and I that are saved. Listen, if we go out of the will of God, listen, if we begin to commit sin and participate in sin, neighbor, it will cost you. Amen. It's just like if I was to go out here and neighbor and build me a house. Listen, they could come and put me a power meter on the side of that house. Listen, the first day, brother, that I flip that switch, I'll start paying a power bill. Listen, that's the same way, neighbor, we indulge and practice in the laws of sin today. Neighbor, it costs us. And that is the reason today that we're not living in the land of the free. It's because the devil himself, listen, is a roaring lion. Listen, he's attacking on every direction. He's attacking the church. He's attacking the family. He's attacking the morals of society. He's attacking our country today. And the reason we're not living in the land of the free and the Spirit's not flowing from breast to breast, and we're not seeing folks saved and churches added to like they did on the day of Pentecost, and neighbors, because sin has a price that has to be paid tonight. Sin cost. See, my friend, it cost Adam and Eve. Brother Dwayne, they were living in the land of the free. Brother Dennis, they were walking with God in the cool of the day. You imagine that? Man, I love to walk with the Lord, don't you? I love to feel the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Listen, there's nothing that bothers me anymore. I listen, and when I don't feel the tug of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the Bible said my spirit's not dwelling in an unclean temple. It just won't do it, folks. Hey, man, listen, you can't hug, you can't straddle the fence. You can't be in today and out tomorrow and expect God to bless us. It just don't happen that way. And that's what happened to Adam and Eve. Our brother Johnny in the Garden of Eden. The Bible said the Lord had walked with them before, time and time again. I'd no doubt in the Garden of Eden. But this time when they come out and listen, he began to call out, Adam, Adam, where are you? Where are you at? Where are you at today? Why are you not coming out? Listen, the Bible said that they'd done sold fig leaves and put them on. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, and God began to question them, and they said, we were naked. And he said, who told you you were naked today? Listen, see, my friend, the reason we're not experiencing what was the land of the free and the freedom that we had in that day is because sin. And sin has been ever since the Garden of Eden, and it will continue until he's cast into the lake of fire. And listen, and one day he will be, thank God, and we'll not have to deal with him anymore. But I'm telling you, the reason we don't experience what they experienced then is because of the practice and the love of sin tonight. Sin cost. Sin cost tonight. Amen. It cost Adam and Eve. It cost a great price. It cost a price for you and I. Can we put Romans 6:23? Have we got it working tonight? There you go, it's working. Amen. Romans 6:23. Look at what he says right here. Talking about sin. Talking about sin. And let me tell you something today, folks. There's none of us that are outside the penalty of sin. None of us, from the preacher to the president to the pope to the best Christian in the world, when we sin and we have sin in our life, we lose that freedom. We lose that relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we listen, and it cost us that joy. It cost us that happiness. It cost us tonight. That's what I want to get over to people tonight. I listen, neighbor, the land of the free that they had in Adam and Eve's day. I listen, neighbor, today. And sin has robbed us of that tonight. And I believe it's robbed us of the blessings of God. I believe it's robbed us of the blessings of God. You imagine that we stayed right in the center of God's will. Man, how much God would bless us.
Amen. The worst person that gets in my way tonight is myself. It's my flesh. I'm the reason I'm not getting the blessings of God. There's a lot of people tonight, they'll blame it on everybody else. But it's not my brother nor my sister, oh Lord. But it's me that stands in need of forgiveness. Listen, the reason we're not living in the land of the free that there was in this passage of Scripture and having that communion with God is because sin costs. The Bible said, listen, in Romans 6:23, he said, for the wages of sin, the wages of sin is death. You know what your wages are? You know what your wages are? I get a check. I got one today because we're off tomorrow. We usually get paid on Thursday. You know what my wages was? It's what I'd earned. It's what I'd earned. That's what wages are. You earn, you earn. You're not going to get no more than you've earned.
That's right.
Amen. So tonight, he said, so in other words, tonight, let's just look at it like this. For you're going to get what you earned. If you sin, it's what?
Death.
It's death. It's death. Not just a physical death, but there's a lot of people tonight, Brother Johnny, I believe that are saved. I believe they go to heaven today, but I believe they've lost the joy of their salvation. I don't believe they're experiencing the blessings of God in their life that they could be getting. Hey, listen, they're just getting what they really earn. They're really getting what they earn. So in other words, today, when you see somebody, man, they're shouting the house down, and God's just pouring that milk and honey over them, you know what they're getting? They're getting what they earned. They're getting what they earned. So in other words, tonight, when you hear them shouting and praising God, and we're having these blessings, and God pouring his shower, that lets us know that, hey, we're doing something right. Listen, we're getting the wages, Brother Robbie, that are. See, my friend, sin cost us tonight. He said the wages of sin is death. See, in this one scripture tonight, you have death and life both mentioned. You notice that? You've got death and life both mentioned in this one verse. He said, for the wages of sin is death. But, boy, aren't you glad there's one of them right there. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy can come in the morning when we get our life where it ought to be and get our soul where it ought to be. And God wants to pour his blessings. And listen, neighbor, out to you and I today. And listen, and we can have the freedom of the Holy Spirit and when it's flowing out from breast to breast. Have you ever walked with the Lord like Adam and Eve walked? I'm glad I've had that experience. I surely have. And I'm not talking about a natural walk, but there's been times I know he was right beside me. There's been times I could feel him pass by. Amen. Amen. It's like them trees blowing out there. I can't see the wind. I can't see it at all. But I can see the effects of it because it's bending that tree. Listen, everybody. Sometimes we get all bent out of shape, and it's because the Spirit of God is flowing from breast to breast. Don't allow the devil and don't allow sin to rob you and to steal what God rightly says is yours. God wants to bless us. God wants to pour them blessings out to you and I. He wants us to have victorious living. He wants us to have happiness. Brother Lonnie, he wants us to have joy. But we've got to have the right relationship with God because sin, it destroys everything that God has ever tried to do to you and I tonight.
Amen.
Sin cost. Sin cost. It cost you something. It cost you. Notice this right here tonight. Sin costs you something. It does. It'll rob you of everything, your joy, your happiness, your vision, all these things spiritually that he wants to give you tonight. Sin will cost you, lose every bit of that. But notice here that Jesus wants to give you something. He wants to give you something that don't cost you a dime except accepting him as personal Savior. He said, listen, the gift of God is eternal life. I sing because I know I'm saved. I'm happy tonight because I know if the undertaker comes, the upper taker will come before he ever gets there. Thank God. I believe that tonight. I believe if I fell over dead tonight before I hit the ground, Jesus will come and get me. Amen. I believe that tonight. I'm glad I'm saved and I'm redeemed. I listen every night by this man called Jesus Christ that paid the redemption plan for you and I tonight that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Tonight. Thank God the price was paid. But sin cost, it's going to cost you. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. It surely will tonight. And then number two tonight, going on very quickly. Not only sin cost, it cost in the land of the free. It cost you and I tonight. Look at the fellowship and the relationship. All the blessings of God. Amen. I told Lisa the other week when we were, Ethan was with us and we went on vacation and we were standing there and I was looking at the ocean coming in and going out. And I said, oh, it's so peaceful. It's so peaceful. I said, there's two things I really enjoy about being here. I said, it's so peaceful. And you can see the blessings of God. And I said, the second thing, Sister Patty, is I don't know nobody. You ever just say to you, you know what I'm talking about. I didn't know nobody and they didn't know me. Amen. Just have that peace and contentment, that peaceful feeling. Amen. Nobody needing something, nobody wanting something. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm here for. But I'm saying to just be able to just relax and to get away, clear your mind and everything. That's the land they were living in. Adam and Eve didn't know what stress was. They didn't know what depression was. They didn't know what loneliness was. They didn't know any of that. Sister Sue, until the devil came on the scene. Until Satan come on the scene. And ever since that day, I'm just like Paul. He's been right in my side. And he's tried to buffet me every day I live because sin cost you and I today. Does that make any sense? Sin cost. It cost you. It costs you joy. It costs you your blessings of God. Number two tonight, in the land of the free, we see they had all these things. And then Satan come on the scene. And then look what it does, the second one. Number one, it costs. And then not only will sin cost, but sin will bind you down. It'll bind you down. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 5, verse number 21 and verse number 22. He said here in talking about binding you, sin binds you down. He said, for the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Look at the next verse. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of sins. In other words tonight, it binds you. It binds you down. You don't see it so much in Georgia, but I used to remember when we was a little boy, we'd go over to Alabama, and you'd see those folks that wore those white and black suits. You know who I'm talking about? On the side of the road. You remember those? Amen. And you'd look at them, and they had that ball and chain between them. Amen. And they'd make a step, and that chain, they'd grab them. They couldn't run. They couldn't do anything. And that's what sin does to you and I tonight. We can't enjoy the freedom and the blessings of God because we're bound down. We're bound by that sin, whatever it is. And until the Spirit relieves us of that condemnation, that's why the Bible says when the Spirit sets you free, you're what? You're free indeed. But until that Spirit sets you free, you're still bound down. You're still choked down. Listen, there's times I look out across the congregation on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and other times at other places. I listen, and I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've done, but I can tell. I Something has got you bound down. I listen, neighbor, and until you get that took care of, until you get it took care of, I listen, you're no longer free. You're no longer living in that land of the free, because that sin's got you bound down. That sin's got you bound down. But when we come to Jesus Christ and we ask forgiveness of that sin, amen, confess it to him, the Bible said he would be just to forgive us. But the Bible said his own iniquities, talking about our own self, his own iniquities shall take away the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of whose sins? His sins. See, it's not the preacher or the president or the pope that's causing me not to get a blessing. Amen. I hear it all the time. Well, I just can't get a blessing. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Nobody can rob you of your blessing but you. You all right me to say that tonight? So this is backbone of the church on Wednesday night. Nobody can rob. I can't keep you from getting your blessing. And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to keep me from getting mine. Amen. Amen. What keeps us from getting a blessing is when we allow sin to encamp our life. Now, I know the Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. We do on a daily basis. We do that. But I think a lot of times the Baptist folks, we use that crutch. We use that as a crutch. The Bible said when we've sinned, we've got an advocate with the Father. Listen, when we sin and we allow sin to come into our life, we're to repent of that sin on a daily basis. My daddy used to say this a lot, Brother Lonnie. I probably remember him saying this. I mean, my daddy used to say this a lot, Brother Lonnie. He said, I can't stop a bird flying over my head. He said, but I can keep it from building a nest in my hair. See what I'm saying? We're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. Amen. Just because we're in the world don't mean that we have to partake of the world to get along in this world society. Listen, and that's what I'm saying tonight. They was living in the land of the free. They had the presence of God. He was blessing them. Everything he was touching was multiplying. The fruit trees, they were blooming. Everything was growing. And then sin come on the scene, and it caused everything to start to die. Amen. Sin caused. It'll cost. Amen. Listen, I can go down to the First National Bank tomorrow, and I can walk in there with a handgun. And I can walk in there and say, you know what? I'm robbing you today. Amen. And you know what? I can tell them, put all the money in this bag, every bit of it. And they can put all that money in the bag. I'm talking about they probably got $1 million down there. At least, I don't know. But I could walk out of that thing with $1 million. But if that police pulls me over, I had that $1 million, but guess what's happening to y'all's preacher? He's going to be in the Busted magazine. I'm going to jail. You're going to be embarrassed. And by the following day, you've got my name off the sign. Boy, Peggy's quick to do that one. I'm innocent to proven guilty. I did it. Now, lo and behold, they'll be robbed tomorrow. But I'm saying they're closed tomorrow, thank God. But what I'm saying is sin, that's right, sin will cost you. Sin will cost you. The pleasure, he said there's a pleasure in sin for a season. Boy, that season's rough when it runs out, though, ain't it? It runs out. They were living in the land of the free. We're celebrating the freedom that we have here in America, that we can come and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But the reason we're not enjoying the blessings of God like we ought to be blessing is because of sin. Sin, cause sin binds you down. It's just like a snare of a fowler. Amen. I was having some problems with possums getting under my house. You ever had that problem? They were getting under there, and Brother George, when they get under there, Jackie, they'd tear all my ductwork out. They'd pull it down. I knew they got under there, Sister Olivia. When you wake up and it's like 18 degrees in the house, and all the heat going out from under it. And I had an issue with that. Now, I know animal rights and all that, and I'm not going to preach against it tonight, but I wanted to kill them. I did. And so what? I didn't really kill them. But you know what? Did somebody say good eating? Ha. Patty, let me know what she brings to the next. Yeah. But I went out and got me some trap, Brother Matt. I told Brother Matt about it. I said, Matt, I'm having trouble with these possums getting out of the house. I said, I go in there, at least they won't let me shoot them. I said, I got to do something. He gave me some traps. And you know what I did? I set them traps out. And I caught that thing. I did. And I caught his brother, his sister. I caught them things. And, you know, I got them. I should have brought them to your house. But I did. I didn't kill them, but I took them off. Amen. I put them out over at Ruby's house. But I that trap caught them. That's what the snare of sin is. It'll dangle a carrot in front of you, and it'll entice you. But after a while, boom, you're in the trap. You're in the trap. Boy, that's when it is no longer fun. You lose your joy. You lose your desire. You lose all these things. They were living in the land of the free. That's what happened here. That's what happened to Eve. I listen every day. The beauty of the beholding of her eye. I listen every day. And then she began to tell Adam about it. And see, that's what happens too in today's society. Is when we go out and we sin, it's not just you. Somebody said, well, it don't bother nobody but me. Oh, yes, it does. It affects those around you and everything. But see, sin will bind you. And I believe tonight America's in that trap. I believe we're in that trap tonight. Then number three, I've got to hurry. I know it's a busy day. But not only in the land of the free tonight, we see that sin cost and sin will bind you. But I'm going to tell you something else sin does. Sin will blind you. It'll blind you. That's where we're at tonight. America calls wrong right and right wrong. Amen. It makes wrong look right and evil look good. And good is for evil. It makes defeat look like victory. Amen. And you look at it tonight, but sin will blind, it blinds you from the reality of the truth. Amen. You know what the devil wants to give you tonight? He wants to give you a counterfeit. Amen. There's a lot of counterfeit places tonight that they're giving them everything that they want to hear, Sister Peggy. Pat them on the back. You're doing fine. It's okay. You can live like you want to, do like you want to, act like you want to. Everything's fine, but it's not fine. It's not fine. It's a deception. It's a counterfeit. A counterfeit is something that is not the real thing. It's a counterfeit. Amen. Lisa, down there where she works, I know all of y'all love to go see her down there. Y'all go down there, you got to give her money. Amen. If you give her a $100 bill, she's got a pen or a machine or something now, and they check that thing. And they'll tell you if it's counterfeit or not. Let me tell you something. God's got something. It's called the Holy Spirit. And he knows when you try to slip him a counterfeit. He knows when it's real and when it ain't. Amen. He knows when we're in the center of God's will. And when we're not, we can live in the land of the free, even in the midst of this land that we're living in, if we'll strive to stay in the center of God's will. That's the way they were in Adam and Eve's day. Amen. They were striving to be there. Listen, don't allow the devil to make defeat look like victory. Don't allow him to do that to you and I tonight. That's the blessings of God. The land of the free. That's what was going on in the book of Genesis here in Genesis chapter number 1. everything was going good. Everything, man, he was creating everything, and everything he was creating was doing what it was supposed to do until he got to the man and woman. Got to the man and woman. Amen. And then the devil come on the scene. And that's what he'll do to you and I tonight. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind. We don't know your heart tonight. But if you're here and the Holy Spirit has spoke to you and you feel like you ought to come, then you come tonight. Amen. Let us stand. Not old gentle say, hey.